The following is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 131 through 136, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in November of 1966 in New York.
বাপের ধন আছে জানে ধন নাহি পায় সর্বজ্ঞ কহে তারে প্রাপ্তি উপায়। নাও দি পোর ম্যান আস দি অ্যাস্ট্রোলজার, ইয়েস হোয়াট ইজ সেড ইজ রাইট, আই হ্যাভ হার্ড অলসো দ্যাট মাই ফাদার ইজ ভেরি রিচ ম্যান অ্যান্ড হি হ্যাজ লেফট সাম মানি ফর মি, বাট ওয়ার হি হ্যাজ কেপ্ট আই ডু নট ফাইন্ড, উইল ইউ প্লিজ লেট মি নো how I can find it out. So the the astrologer, the perfect astrologer is called Sarvajna. Sarvajna means he knows past, present and future. A real astrologer means he will tell you about your past life and he will tell you about your present life and your future life also. Yes, there is a system of astrology in India which is called Bhrigu Sanhita. Any man will go and is the expert in Bhrigu Sanhita science, he will at once tell you what you were in your past life, how you are acting in this present life and what is your next life. Therefore, perfection of astrology is in the Bhrigu Sanhita and they are called Sarvajna. And in old Indian system, as soon as child is born, an expert astrologer will be called for and there will be ceremony. Jata karma, just after the birth. Just like before giving birth to the child, there was some ceremony which is called Garbhadhan ceremony. And between the birth-giving ceremony and the child is born, there are two other ceremonies, Shadavakkhan. So after the birth of the child, the astrologer is called forth and he begins to tell about the future of the boy. Then in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Maharaj Parikshit was born, his father was dead, his grandfather. You know, his father was only 16 years old when the boy was in the womb of his mother. In the battlefield, he died. So, when the child was born, the grandfathers, Arjuna and his elder brother, they are very much anxious to know how this child will become in future. Because a responsible king, they wanted to know whether the child is worth to our family. So everything was spoken that is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That this child will be like this. And it was foretold that at the last stage of his life, he will be cursed by a Brahmin and he will die out of snake bite. This child will die by snake bite. That was also foretold. And because the Brahmin cursed, the Brahmin boy cursed him that within 7 days, the king will die by snake bite. That's a long story. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit, he was not very old, but he understood that I have to die by snake bite. So let me get free from this royal responsibility. He at once handed over his kingdom to his son and went to the bank of the Ganges and sat down there tight without taking any food and drink for 7 days, and he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from the authoritative source of Sukadev Goswami, and he died at the end of 7 days. A snake came and bit him. So these astrological calculations were there and still there are. That's the thing. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Srimad Bhagavatam was written, it was 5,000 years before, it is stated there that in the beginning of Kali Yuga, there will be Buddha avatar incarnation. Bhavishyat. Bhavishyat means there will appear. See, these are shastra, these are astronomical calculations. Everything perfect. Other day, when I was discussing about Sanatana Goswami, now even an ordinary hotel keeper, he kept an astrologer who told the hotel keeper that this man has got 8 golden dollars. You see, this is astrology. Even a thief could be conducted by, guided by astrologer, and what to speak of others. So that was the system in India. So that example is being placed here by Lord Chaitanya, that the Veda, that is astrology for your guidance. For your guidance, the scripture is your astrologer. He knows your future, he knows your past. So therefore you should consult. You should consult for our guidance. Now the astrologer is supposed to give some instruction to the poor man. এই স্থানে আছে ধন বলি দক্ষিণে খুদিবে ভীমরুল বরুলি উঠিবে ধন না পাইবে Now, the astrologer says, he's giving him, it is figurative, that if you want to search out the absolute truth by ritualistic method. Mostly people are attached to the particular faith and its ritualistic method. They consider this is all, everything. Vedubhadarata pratha nannada siti bhadina. They think that performing this ritual of a particular religion and faith, that is all, no more. So, Lord Chaitanya says, Lord Chaitanya in the shape of that astrologer says that if you follow the figurative, it is being figurative, that he is searching after the wealth left by his father. So similarly, we have got our father, the Supreme, and he is the supreme proprietor of everything. Now, if we try to find out our father's and father's property by the ritualistic process, there are ritualistic processes in every religion and every scripture. But if we stick to that, then the result will be that I'll be entrapped by such fanaticism, and it will be not possible to make progress. This is called Dakshina system. Dakshina, Dakshina means if you, he is giving him instruction that your house is bounded by east side, west side, north side, and south side. See, if you go to the south, south is translated into Sanskrit Dakshin. And Dakshin also means giving something to the priest in respect of his service for performing rituals. So this is figurative being used, dakshina. Dakshina means that priesthood. If you follow the priesthood, then the result will be that bhimru baruli utibe dhonna paive. There are some poisonous insects which will bite you and you will not be able to dig out the wealth left by your father. So this poisonous effect is that the priesthood, they are for business. They will never give you the right thing, and not it is in their power. Not it is in their power. That is going on. But if you find out, if you want to find out the absolute truth through this rituals and priesthood, then the result will be that we will be bitten by some poisonous, insect, and your attempt will be unsuccessful. Paschime, paschime khudive, paschime khudive taha jokkhaya khoy, se bigno mane hat na paroy. Then again, the system of ahangraha pasana, pantheism, philosophical speculation, pantheism, monism, atheism, agnosticism, so many isms there are. So if you follow these isms, there is a jokha, there is another danger, you will not get any information of the absolute truth.
উত্তরে খুদিবে আছে কৃষ্ণ অজগরে ধন নাহি পাবে খুদিতে গিলিবে সবারে এই উত্তর উত্তর মিন্স উত্তর মীমাংসা
দেয়ার ইজ এ ফিলোসফি হুইচ ইজ কল কর্ম মীমাংসা কর্ম মীমাংসা মিন্স দেয়ার ইজ নো নিড অফ মেকিং ইয়র রিলেশনশিপ উইথ গড গড ইজ সুপ্রিম অ্যাকসেপ্টেড বাট হি ইজ বাউন্ড টু গিভ ইউ ইয়র the result of your honest work. This is another philosophy. So, you work honestly, this is more or less moral principles. If you stick to the moral principle and ethics and moral, then you will be entrapped by this brightness that, oh, I am very moral, I do not speak lies, I do not steal, I treat with my neighbors very nicely, so I have no necessity to search out for them. I am quite all right. That means this mundane moralist. If you become mundane moralist, or if you become mundane philosopher, or if you stick to the ritualistic process of your particular faith, then there is no hope of reaching to the absolute truth. Mundane, scriptural, ritualistic way, and dry speculative philosophy, and mundane moralist. Just like Arjuna and his brother. His brother, eldest brother, Maharaj Yudhishthira, he was very moralist, Dharmaraj. His name was the king of religious principle, Dharmaraj. So Krishna himself advised him that you go to Dronacharya and tell him a lie that your son is dead. Your son is dead. Now, Maharaj Yudhishthira, he was a mundane moralist. He said, oh, how can I tell lie? I have never spoken lie in my life. So there was some argument, of course, this was fight, war, some compromise was made between them in the camp. So he became a mundane moralist. He did not consider that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is asking me to tell lie. So he could not transgress his moral principles, so he could not become a devotee of Krishna. He considered mundane moralism. So it was not possible for him to become a Krishna-conscious person. He could not take Krishna's order as the supreme. But Arjuna, in the beginning, he was hesitating to fight and kill his kinsmen. And when he understood that Krishna wants this fight, he decided, yes, I shall do. This is Krishna-consciousness. So these are the principles. If we stick to the particular type of ritualism, because I confess a particular type of faith, and my faith describes this sort of ritualism I must follow, then you stick to that, you cannot make any progress. And if you go on simply philosophizing, this ism, that ism, that ism, nonsenseism, then also you will not be able. And if you become mundane moralist, then also you will not be. You have to become transcendental to all these mundane principles, then it will be possible to become perfectly Krishna conscious. So, it is not transgression, because as soon as you become really Krishna conscious, then you become all. You become a philosopher, you become a ritualistic, you become actually moralist. What is the standard of morale? Can you explain? What is the standard of morality? Can you explain? Can any one of you say? Have you got any idea? What is the standard of morality? The standard of morality is to obey the Supreme. There is standard of morality. Standard of morality does not mean that you manufacture something morality out of your concoction. No. Standard of morality is to obey the Supreme. That is standard of morality. Example is just like the state. The state has law that you commit. If you commit murder, then you will be hanged. It is immoral. If you commit theft, then you will be punished. But when the state says that you go and become a spy and become a thief and bring out this document from the enemy's camp, that is morality. If you kill a man, you will be hanged. But by the state order, if you kill an enemy, hundreds of enemies, you will be awarded gold medal. So if you stick to the principle, theft and murder, and do not follow the state order, you will be considered a, what is called, tyrant, or what is that?
Traitor.
So if in our practical experience we see to obey the order of the Supreme is morality, standard of morality, don't you think to obey the supermost Supreme, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and to obey Him, that is morality. That is morality. So if you stick to the mundane principle, then it will not be. Therefore, the astrologer advises the poor man, je purbadike tate mati alpo khudite dhaner jhari paribek tomar hate te. And in other words, that if you take this process of Krishna consciousness devotional service, a slight attempt will give you the treasury house of that wealth. A slight attempt. Salpam api asya dharma satrayate mahato bhaya. So this is the only path. Bhaktyamam abhijanati javan jachami tattuta. In the Bhagavad Gita, you'll find that if you actually want God, then you'll have to follow this process, Krishna consciousness and transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord. That will make you successful. Even if you execute a little percentage of this process, then you'll touch at once, at least you'll know, here is the hidden box containing the treasure. Now, gradually, you open it and then enjoy. But at once you'll get the information, here is the thing. So, this is the process. Oiche sastre kahe kanma gyan yoga taji. Now, Lord Chaitanya is explaining these systems, different systems, ritualistic, philosophical, or meditation, morality, all these. In Shastra kahe, the real Vedic instruction is just like, what is Veda? Veda means the words of the Lord. That is Veda. Scripture means the words of the Lord. God said, let there be light. God said, let there be creation. These words are scripture. Now, one who takes up, just like sound is transmitted from a certain place, and one who captures by the machine, he gets the information. Similarly, Veda means the instruction transmitted by the Supreme Lord, and there are capable personalities just like Brahma. They capture it, and that is distributed either in writing or by tradition, by hearing. That is scripture. The words of God. Now, here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is personally speaking Bhagavad Gita. Is it not Veda? That is Veda. That is real Veda. Sarva Upanishadi, the Gita Mahatma, it is there. This is the essence of all Veda. This is Vedanta. And simply by studying Bhagavad Gita, one becomes a learned scientist in the science of God. So Shastra kahe. Shastra kahe. And what that Shastra, the essence of all Shastra, essence of all scripture, asks you to do. The Shastra says, the Lord says, Sarva dharman parityaja mami tam saranam vraja. Give up everything. Just surrender unto me. This is the most confidential part of knowledge. So give up everything means there are different processes. Different processes, ritualistic processes, different religious processes, philosophical processes, meditation, so many. Give up. Simply surrender to Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya is stressing on that point that paiche shastra kahe karma jnana yoga taji. Karma means in general activities on moral principle. That is called karma. Karma means, real karma means that you have to live. So you have to work. So work in such a way that you may not be entangled. Just like honest businessman, he works. He works according to the law. He does not play any blackmailing. And he pays the proper income tax to the government and the other taxes. He does nicely. This is called work, karma. You have to live. Without working you cannot live. But you work in such a way so that you may not be entangled. That is called work, karma. Now, this work is not the solution of your human life. You can get some morsel of bread and eat and drink and sleep and just enjoy your wife and die curse and all, that's all. And then you take with you the result of your good work or bad work. That is karma. That is not solution. Then the next stage is, above this karma, this ordinary general people, there is a class, they are thinkers. They are thinkers. Whether this is the solution of life. The thinkers, some of them are dry thinkers, they have no knowledge, but they think only. They do not get the source of knowledge from higher authorities, they manufacture their own. So apart from that, those are bona fide thinkers. They are called jnani. Jnani means that this process of karma cannot make solution of life. Now, they put some philosophical thesis that this is the solution of life. They are called jnani. And the others, yogi, they meditate. Now, what they meditate? Not they meditate falsely. They meditate, they concentrate the whole senses and put the focus in the soul and the super soul. So their endeavor is to make, re-establish the super soul who is sitting in my heart. That is yoga system. So all these systems can be adjusted only in one system, Krishna consciousness. That is the version of all the shastras, all the Vedas. Lord Chaitanya also confirms that. Vaiche shastra kahe karma jnana yoga taji bhakte krishna vasaye bhakte tare bhaji. If you want Krishna, if you want God, then you don't try to follow all these processes. You just try to follow devotion and service to the Lord, bhakti, Krishna consciousness. That will please Krishna, and then by His pleasing, He will reveal to you. He will reveal to you. God being pleased with your sincere service and love, He will let you know, just like Arjuna is being instructed by the Supreme Lord. And he said, "My dear Arjuna, I am speaking to you the most confidential part of knowledge. So, if we become friend like Arjuna to Krishna, then Krishna will reveal Himself. As He is revealing Himself, I am this, I am that, I am this, I am that, and the conflict. So, if you actually want to re-establish your lost relationship with Krishna and God, then you have to adopt this Krishna consciousness and nothing more. Thank you.